The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight on Nightly Pop.
To, like, you know, touch my shoulders or something. You're getting a little too touchy.
I know the door is open.
Yes.
Tristan didn't just cheat. He had multiple infidelities.
Is this an improvement from Joe?
What's recent all play?
It's ridiculous. He's a deckhand, not a man toy.
This is just a hookup trip.
Slide into bed with us starting right now.
Yeah!
Welcome to Nightly Pop, your guide to granny sex and desperate cheaters. Nina Hunter, are you guys ready?
You're one step closer to being a grandma, by the way, Morgan. Oh. Every day, you're one step closer to being
Hunter.
A grandparent.
Just making sure everything comes out and everything goes back up. Okay. We are starting
Let's
now.
Let's do it.
It's gross. The Kardashians finale doesn't air until Thursday, but we slipped programming a crisp, and I say crisp, $100 bill and scored a sneak peek. And if you've been all judgy about Khloé taking Tristan back, we are now seeing how tricky her decision really was.
How are things with Tris Daddy?
They're great. I mean, we're in a really good place. He'll, like, you know, touch my shoulders or something. Like, okay, you're getting a little too touchy. He's like, I just want you to know, if ever you are thinking the same thing, I'm here for you, basically. Like, I'm...
I just need to know the door is open. Like,
yes.
He's still in love with you.
No, and I know that.
I think you're just not open to being loved because of all of this shit that's happening.
I 100% have a block up, but who wouldn't? Like, every relationship I go into, they're always disappointing and up. I have every reason to have these bricks up in layers. And if somebody cares enough, they will take those bricks down brick by brick.
Bricks are hard to take down. Like,
yeah, it's not easy.
Oh my God. Just trying to destroy a brick wall is hard. I'm doing construction right now.
I don't think it's anybody's responsibility to take your walls down. I think it's yours.
Oh,
I wouldn't put that burden on anybody else to tell you that you got to fix me for me to be better.
What if it was the person who put those bricks up in the first place,
Nina.
Like Tristan?
First, let's just appreciate the bar I just dropped. Thank you, Morgan.
Yeah.
I think it's hard to get back into a relationship. Tristan didn't just cheat. Like, he had multiple infidelities. Listen, I don't think cheaters change. I'm a big, you know, believer, especially someone who's as young as Tristan, who's still in kind of the middle of his career and traveling a lot. I think this is going to be very challenging. I do think he loves Khloé, though, and I do think that he wants to be a good man. Will he be a good man? Knowing the path and walking in the path, those are two different things.
Mm.
As long as she's happy, all that matters. As long as it's working for them right
absolutely.
Now, you know,
if you like it, I love it for you. If this is something that she wants to do for the rest of her life and it works out for them, I am happy for them.
And the holiday fun won't be on hold for the Kardashians this year. Their annual Christmas Eve bash is happening just on a much smaller scale. Khloé responded to a fan's question on Twitter saying that the Kardashians are having a small but safe gathering. So, who do we think is not getting an invite this year, huh?
I think Food God's not coming. No one wants him there.
No, they all love him.
Oh,
it's the rest of the world that can't stand
him.
But they love him. I feel like this is going to be the family and the kids. Normally, it's like a ton of friends of friends. This time, it's just going to be
glam.
Just the family there. I'm sure that they do the rapid testing. And everybody and all the kids will come in. It's just with the girls and their kids, it's like 150 people.
And if you include all the women that Tristan slept with,
oh my
now
God.
We've got about 1,000.
Okay, all right. All right, moving on. We're getting out of that. Do you have what it takes to be on The Bachelor or Bachelorette? Tough questions. Oh, Dumois posted the alleged casting questionnaire in their Instagram stories. It had questions like, have you been arrested? Any prior convictions? Do you have tattoos? How much money do you make? Jesus. Are they asking the right questions? Are you guys shocked by
these
any of these questions?
These are the questions you need to know in a relationship. Have you been arrested?
By the way.
Do you have any prior convictions?
How much money do you make?
How much money do you make?
How much money do you make?
We need to get out on the table in a relationship when you get to know somebody, when you're dating. So I don't see anything wrong with these questions.
These are not.
Do you have money?
These are the farthest questions from what I'd ask.
You wouldn't ask any of these questions?
No. Not as sad. That's maybe I'd ask the
tattoo. Hunter wants to know, like, how long someone's meditating for. Yeah, he does that.
No. Exactly.
And how do you like your eggs in the morning?
How long do you get sleep do you get a night?
That is an important one.
Do you like any kind of ass?
The tattoos one is important for me.
God.
I like the tattoo question because it's also, this is a
little
trick.
You like girls with tattoos.
I like girls with tattoos because it means
they like pain.
Ooh, that's not bad. No, I was just going to say that they're creative, but I like your thing.
Okay.
I was going to say
I was going to go even more left and I
issues.
Stopped myself.
Yeah, of course.
Daddy. I was going to say, don't know my dad.
There's a trick you could do where if someone has tattoos, you go, let me see the tattoos. Because most people have one tattoo in a naughty zone.
Right.
And like that.
In a naughty zone. Wow, Mr. Rogers.
Oh, I'm sorry. I used the terminology I was taught.
Most girls have a tattoo in a naughty zone.
I didn't say most girls, I said most people.
Where are we?
I'm sorry. Morgan's saying ass.
All right. We've all had weird happen to us during lockdown. Jimmy Kimmel just told Ellen he couldn't even get a barbecue to go his way.
I did a very stupid thing. I turned the gas on the grill, and then I went for a little walk to look for matches. And then when I came back, I thought, I should probably open the lid and air this thing out, maybe turn it off and start over again. And then I thought, no, I'm not going to do that. What I'll do is I'll light a piece of paper on fire and then throw it into the grill. And I did that. And there was a massive explosion in my face. And I burned my beard off and my eyebrow off and my eyelashes off. And
there's,
what other hair do I have?
There's some hair
that's the side of my head.
That's the side of your head. You're lucky that your skin wasn't like third degree. Look at your...
You know, they say I'm lucky.
Is that your arm or what is that? Is that an animal, a pet? Or
you don't want to know what that is, Ellen.
I don't want to know what that is.
That is, that's my arm. And they say I'm lucky, but it didn't feel like a lucky stroke when it happened.
Oh, he doesn't know how to barbecue.
That's bad.
A turn off.
Also, the fact that he is dumber than I am, it really makes me happy right now. Like, the fact that even I know not to do that really says, that means I could take his job.
He's had a lot of time off, and I think in his mind, he's like, I'm going to do what I see guys do in beer commercials. I'm going to grill and get a beer. And he had no idea what the hell he was doing. Like, a man needs to know how to barbecue. Do
Perhaps.
You know how to barbecue?
Not thinking clearly.
I've seen people do it.
Do you have a grill?
I do.
A George Foreman grill?
It doesn't matter who made it.
Oh,
I got a
gosh.
Grill.
Oh,
whatever. We're moving on. All right. And sorry, guys, but Real Housewife Teresa Giudice is off the market again.
Oh.
I know you're upset. I know. But she's moved on from Joe, and now she's dating a Jersey businessman who everyone calls Louie. She posted this cryptic pic of the two of them from behind saying, excited to reveal my new boyfriend heart emoji. He is in digital media. He's a single dad of two sons, an avid philanthropist for children's charities, according to Page Six,
love them.
So dicey. Is this an improvement from Joe? What do we think about this man for Teresa?
What's the whole tease about? Like, why can't she just post him? Why is it like a whole, like, coming attractions situation?
And it's also, she chose the blurriest photo.
Right.
That photo was taken from a quarter mile away and she zoomed in.
This is like somebody took it and sent it to her in her DM.
If we had any dating advice for Teresa, you know, what would it be?
She should start having her potential dates fill out that bachelor form or whatever it is.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You know?
That's a good idea. Yeah, I mean, I think they just need to watch Teresa's show because Teresa don't play. Any opportunity we can get to show the clip where she's calling somebody a prostitution whore, I'm here for it.
Prostitution whore? You are f***ing engaged 19 times? You f***ing stupid bitch!
So
that's
if
it.
You can
that's
deal
you
with
need.
That, then you can deal with Teresa, so.
All right, we have to take a break, but up next, is it okay to call dibs on a guy? Plus, an 80-year-old woman gets real about her sex life with a younger man. And don't worry, it is not with
us. Not yet. Not yet.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to Nightly Pop. All right, if there is one thing we can count on with our friends, it's girl code. We're giggling a lot today. It's a very fun show. Well, not so much on Bravo's Below Deck. Last night, Shay called first dibs on hot deckhand James, but Lexi didn't seem to care.
So when we initially came on this trip, Shay had the hots for James. How did you, like, end up on the jet ski?
I don't know.
Because if my girlfriend likes somebody, I wouldn't do that to them. So I'm just saying, I'm a girl's girl.
This got super awkward.
Unacceptable. No, Jamie, go to my room. No.
Carlos, this is not between you. No. Jamie, no. Oh, my God. This is not even.
I'm done. This.
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding me right now?
It sounds like they're fighting over James.
You've got grown-ass women fighting over this guy that shaves his chest. Like,
all right, my love.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Oh, this is very dramatic. Very. If a friend calls dibs on someone, do you back off? Yes.
It depends on how. It depends on, like, if I'm out with my friends or my brother or something, and he calls dibs on somebody, but she's very attractive and my friend is not so attractive, I will use that as an opportunity for me to say, well, that doesn't count. You're shooting out of your own league. It doesn't apply.
Wait a minute. So now you judge Judy. You just get to decide who's hot enough for you to step in?
Yeah.
Okay. If your moral compass is a little off.
But if we're equal, then it's the dibs counts. But he gets one shot. He gets to go up and try it if they don't vibe.
Well, this is the thing. It was Lexi's birthday. So that means she was probably really loose with it and drunk and probably wants to hook up with somebody on her birthday. But if her friend did pull her aside and said, hey, I'm really into this guy, it's just hard because I feel like this is just a hookup trip. Like, this guy works on the ship. He's not going to be with either one of you. So this is just trying to figure out who wants to hook up with him.
That's a really good point. Because also, like, I'm calling dibs. I'm really interested in him. That doesn't mean he's interested in you. And if he's interested in your friend more than you, I just think dibs is really, very young-minded.
I don't call dibs. I just shoot my shot and we just see what happens. I don't really do the dibs thing.
Yeah. I agree. I think dibs, one, I think it objectifies people. And that's
We know
what
you're
I'm
against
about.
That.
Okay.
All right. Oh my God. On last night's episode of The Family, Chantel, we're talking about the show a lot lately. Nicole introduced her new boyfriend to her mom and she was not impressed.
La impresión que tuve cuando conocí Alejandro. Fue una impresión bastante desagradable por la forma que estaba vestido, se pinta la barba y ya me tenía la casa con ese olor a perfume barato que me daba náusea. ¿A qué tú te dedicas?
Yo soy gerente de una compañía de celulares y también trabajo como bartender, un part-time.
Ese tipo no te suma. No había fregando platos, muchacho.
¿Fregando platos?
Claro que sí.
Señora, yo soy gerente de una empresa.
¿Qué gerente ni gerente? Tú lo que friega plato.
Pero, por favor.
No se puede quedar.
No,
saquen esa maleta de aquí. Yo no quiero eso aquí en mi casa.
Why she kick him out like that?
Apparently, Spanish. The only thing that's similar to English and Spanish is bartender part-time. Everything else is in Spanish, but that was in English?
Dishwasher.
I don't know why.
There's no Spanish translation.
The drama just feels so much better when it's in Spanish.
Have you ever had any horror stories with any potential girlfriends, ex-girlfriends, family members? Ooh. Have you ever dated a girl and met their family and they didn't like you, so they were like, Hunter's gonna go?
One of my exes, after we broke up, she goes, I don't know if she's just trying to hurt me, but she goes, my mom never liked you anyway. And I was like, we're broken up. I don't care at all.
I think I've had it where I've gotten along with them in the moment. And then after the breakup, we start doing petty things to each other. And then it's like, oh, well, now they don't like you anymore.
Totally.
But it's like, well, if I told everybody what you were doing, they wouldn't like you either.
Exactly. I'm going to share business. So none of my family hates anybody because I don't tell them. I just go, hey, we're broken up. When you and Jordan broke up for the first time back, 30 years ago, what did your parents think of
40?
What did your parents think of Jordan after that breakup? Like, was there any, like, dislike?
No, I think that it was one of the, like, that was actually a really kind of a more devastating breakup. It was hard. And I think they were very involved with me, like, making amends and trying for a second round. And then when that didn't pan out, they were kind of like, okay, well, forget it. What's not meant for you is not meant for you. I don't think they ever thought in a million years we were going to end up back together. Right. So they never disliked him, but I definitely think they were like, well, just don't even waste your time with him anymore. Right. It's over. And for it to come back around, they're like, this was clearly, my dad's like, oh, clearly some soulmates here. I'm like, okay, Dad. All right, this next story proves there is love out there for everyone. 80-year-old Iris and 35-year-old Muhammad fell in love after meeting on social media. And if you were wondering about their sex life, she shared all the details on ITV's This Morning.
You went to Cairo.
Yeah.
And you met at the airport. What was that meeting like?
Fantastic. I didn't realise he was so tall, 6 foot two.
6 foot two.
He was an Adonis. For the first night, pretty rough. It was rough. Nobody had been near me for 35 years. I thought I was a virgin again.
Oh, oh really?
Anyway, but can I say what we used? A whole tube of KY jelly?
Oh! You can say that.
The thing is, I couldn't walk the next day. Yeah. I felt as if I'd been riding a horse.
Miss Lady! Miss Mamas!
Wow.
Please, I could have went my whole life. My whole life without hearing that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't think any of us have anything to say, which is the most shocking part.
Oh,
like, the
no.
writing of the... Mm-mm. Oh.
See, the thing that's... There's a couple things that are crazy to me.
He's trying to kill her. He's trying to kill her.
How did they talk long enough for her to decide to fly to another continent to be with him and not ask, hey, how tall are you? Like, that didn't come up once?
You know, I don't think that was on her mind. I think it's been a long time since she's had any sort of human interaction, as at least flirtatious kind. What? And she, you know, look, she got her horse ride. And
wow.
She's happy. So, good for her. And we're going to take a break.
Two in the one now. In the Sphinx.
What is wrong with you? Hunter! Go to break!
Coming up, internet dating gurus who hate PMS texting and love wristing, like whatever the hell that is.
Just go to break!
Welcome back to Nightly Pop. Sorry
about
that last
plug.
All right, there are...
You sound like Kylie Jenner singing someone to sleep.
There are a ton of dating gurus out there on the internet, but is their advice any good? It's time to play Guru or Goo-Raw.
Jesus. What a title. Guru or Goo-Raw.
All right, our first dating guru has some helpful texting tips, specifically what text women would avoid with a guy during a certain time of the month.
Don't ever text him when you're feeling a little bit crazy or PMS-y. Again, guys hate drama.
Guy.
You know this, right? You also want to appear very stable to him whenever possible, because we know generally you probably are. You just have moments where you kind of go off the rails. Even guys do this. Yeah, because guys do hate crazy chicks.
This guy.
But I want everyone to vote. It's Guru-Raw,
yeah,
right? Because I spent a lot of time coming up with that. Okay, Guru-Raw.
I didn't talk to him.
The thing is, I think, one, if you don't want your partner to text you while she's PMSing or going through that time of the month, that's a lot of days out of the month that you are just not talking to your partner. It's not like a 1 hour thing, you know? Like,
it's true.
Literally learn.
Because there's a lead up.
Yeah, you instead.
And not everybody is affected the same way.
Totally.
Crazy. Not everybody is emotional. And by the way, there are a lot of men who are emotional without having a period. So,
absolutely.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
Amen.
100%.
Yeah, cranky for no reason. At least we have a reason. Yesterday I was dealing with some crankiness. I'm like, what's going on? Anyway, next topic. Your man is flirting with other women right in front of your face. What should you do? This relationship coach has an interesting idea.
If your guy is very obviously flirting with a girl just in front of your face, the best reaction is no reaction. First, he is not that dumb. If it's happening in front of your face, it's a show for you. As if he is so interested in her, why would he do it in front of your face? He would go behind your back, right? It's better to ignore it.
First of all,
where do we find? Where
I feel
do
like
we
you
find
guys are
people?
Y'all want me to react like these clips? Like they specifically were like, "What's gonna piss Nina off the most?"
Yeah,
that's what happened with this.
Yeah,
but I do say I agree with her to an extent. I'm not playing these jealousy games. If a man that I was with, if we're out in public and he flirts with another woman, I think she's right. I think you don't say anything. I think you get your and you go. It doesn't require a confrontation, but you're not gonna disrespect me out in public like this.
Yeah, I don't.
You keep it cool.
Yeah, I agree you keep it cool, but I do disagree with Eurovision Morgan Stewart's editing, because the way that that was being put together.
What? You call her Eurovision Morgan Stewart?
That's Morgan if her parents had not brought her to the States, you know?
You know what?
That is so not just even don't. True, but it's weird because I do think she definitely has a Swiss accent, which is also creepy, but no, I don't. Are you
in
kidding?
Like,
I'm
in
so
like
much
30 years,
that.
In like 30
Get
years.
To the point.
The editing was bad.
Yeah.
If you can't, if you're doing like weird 50% opacity overlays, no, look at that.
Oh my
what
God.
Is that?
Oh,
how,
okay.
You can't see anything.
Get out of here.
You got to go help her production. Are we gearing towards our second goo wrong?
Goo
can
wrong.
I get a?
Agreed.
Yeah. We are not done because this next expert gives tips how to flirt from her head to your
oh,
toe.
Boy.
Make sure to expose your wrist. This conveys that you are vulnerable. You can also hold your wrist and kind of like dangle it. This is super sexy. If you want to make sparks fly, place a hand on your crush or touch them on the arm when you're talking. But make sure you don't touch their shoulder because this is seen as very unromantic and kind of gives off a friend vibe.
Finally, someone who knows what they're talking about.
You know, listen, I do think, though, subtle touches to let someone know that you're interested in them, that is kind of the tale as old as time, right? You do kind of, if you're flirting with somebody, you're engaged, you tend to touch their leg or knee.
It's a natural
not leg,
thing,
knee.
Though.
There should be some sort of flirting that's physical. So if you're watching this woman with her chalkboard Comic Sans font, again, I'm big against the editing.
Expose your wrist. Don't touch their shoulders. Like, girl, bye. And if he likes you, he gonna like whatever you touch.
Yeah, this Pasadena Morgan Stewart needs to shut her trap.
What is wrong with you?
Do you see the blonde crime I'm getting? The blonde hair. Because
off.
If you have blonde hair,
you know she's sensitive about
everyone,
the blondes.
He just thinks we're all. It's ridiculous. There's only
one. Think it's.
Anyway.
I don't think they should put so many blondes on the show. It makes it hard for me to know who's talking.
All right, we are out of time. Okay, but we will see you guys tomorrow night at 11:30, like we always do. Okay, bye.
Goodbye.